The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, November 5th, 1989, at 17 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Hi, I'm Rita Rochelle here in our VOA studios in Washington, D.C., USA, with today's first edition of Music Time in Africa. It's your regular Sunday evening program bringing you some of the best in African music, old and new, but all wonderful sounds. And I recommend now that you just sit back and enjoy the music, especially when the music is the easy listening kind. And that's what my colleague, your VOA music man for Africa, Leo Sarkisian, has for us in this opening number. It's from the album titled Funmi Adams in Gold. Funmi Adams is Nigerian, and here she's taken a Hausa traditional song and has added her own golden touch. Ahaye, Yaro, Ahaye.
Ahaye yaro, ahaye yaro, ahaye ba yaro ba, ahaye la.
She sings Ahaye Yaro, a Hausa folk song arranged by Nigerian pop singer Funmi Adams. That was from her album Funmi Adams in Gold, and you just heard it here on Music Time in Africa. Music Time in Africa is coming to you on the Africa service of the Voice of America, and we're broadcasting on shortwave on the following meter bands. They include the 13, 16, 19, 25, 31, 41, and 49 meter bands shortwave. And in Southern Africa, we're also on medium wave, and that's on 621 kilohertz. VOA's Africa service is on the air every day, 7 days a week, and you can always be sure that this station and VOA's Africa service are the ones that will continue keeping you in closest touch with what's happening in Africa and the rest of the world. We'll bring you news, information, and of course, entertainment. And it's all on the VOA every day. It's all free, just by keeping your radio tuned to the Voice of America. I'll have more for you later on, but right now, music. As you know, it's always in this first edition of our program that our music man prepares examples of traditional music from different parts of Africa. Sometimes we have music from several countries, and at times we concentrate on the musical culture of one ethnic group or just one musician. Well, today our musical visit takes us to one of Nigeria's regions called the Jos Plateau. The countryside in this region is considered by many to be the most beautiful in West Africa, and it's also famous for its favorable climate. Archaeological records and history reveal the existence of a very old civilization, dating back about 800 years BC, and recorded history shows that there was a well-established and widespread iron-making industry in that region at the time. And furthermore, art had reached a very high level. The Plateau region has more than 40 or so different ethnic groups as well as subgroups, each with its own language and traditions. We're fortunate to have this album titled Music of the Plateau, prepared by the Institute of African Studies at the University of Ife in Nigeria. There are 6 different ethnic groups presented on the record: the Berom, Payem, Yirgam, Angus, Jararwa, and Burum. This first example was recorded in Jos back in 1972. The musician, Mwanta Tok, was from Jiel, a very old Berum village. Mwanta Tok, a professional musician, plays the molo harp, an 8-string bow harp tuned to a 5-note scale.
Yo,
This next recording is also music of the Berum. It was made in the village of Zawan and also recorded in 1972. Moses Pam and Pam Bott were seated side by side playing a xylophone that had 14 keys. This type of instrument was called kundung. Underneath each wooden key were animal horns for resonators. One musician played on the high notes and the other struck the lower notes on the other half of the xylophone. Kundung xylophone music of the Berum, who live in the Jos Plateau region. This type of xylophone music, also known as Riom Tok, is for dancing, especially during seasonal festivals. At one time, these festivals played a very large and important part in social life, particularly at the beginning of the wet season in March. The festival called Mandyang lasted for about 5 days, beginning the celebration in the village of Riom, the oldest of Berum villages. This was also a time when marriage endowments were paid and young brides would move in with their husbands. And then, on the fifth and last day, an old man would go into the fields, plow 5 lines in the earth, and sow the first seeds. And this would be the opening of the agricultural season in the Jos Plateau region. And that was the music you just heard, played on the kundung xylophone. This last example of Berum music, recorded in the village of Kuru, features the molo harp, played by Anthony Kankani. The song is about Buana, a very important festival in the Berum calendar.
Thank you.
This next recording represents music of the Angas people. It was recorded at Pangshin. The musician, a farmer from the village of Bet Galadina, not far from Pangshin, earned extra money playing the molo. This type of molo was what we call, in musical terms, a raft zither, very popular throughout the plateau region. It is made entirely from reed. The molo in this recording had five groups of three strings each. The musician, Wapanji, praises the charms of a young girl he would like to marry, but was certain her parents would not agree, so he was consoling himself, drinking beer. That was molo music played by a musician of the Angas people. And here's still another recording of molo music. This was also recorded in Pangshin, and this time features a musician belonging to the Payem ethnic group. The musician, Adieu Genar Haluri from Bakinkoji, is accompanied by a percussionist hitting a large half calabash with two drumsticks. He is singing a praise song in both the Hausa and Payem languages. Daba, 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 daba. That was music of the Payem. We also had recordings of Birom and Angas music. Now, a sample of the music of the Jararwa, an ethnic group living in the Gwong district in the plateau region of Nigeria. Characteristic of Jarawa music is the Jarawa flute ensembles. Jarawa is the name of a bamboo flute. In this orchestra, there are 12 flutes accompanied by 3 drums, a kalangu, which is an hourglass-shaped drum, and 2 cylindrical drums, one called ingonben and the other iben. That was a flute orchestra of the Jarawa, one of the more than 40 ethnic groups living in the plateau region of Nigeria. And now, music of the Yirgam. The recording begins with a flute orchestra from the village of Kunkwam. This type of dance music, usually played during the harvest festival, is called Izur Infiko. And that will be followed by Komten music. Komten is a kind of power that comes from belief in water spirits. The music is sung by both men and women. And that was music of the Yirgam from the plateau region of Nigeria. The recordings that you're listening to are from an album titled Music of the Plateau, prepared by the African Studies Institute at the University of Ife. The album features 6 of the more than 40 ethnic groups that live in the plateau region. I've played for you music of the Birom, Payem, Yirgam, Angas, and Jarawa. And now, music of the 6th group, and it's our last example of plateau music, is of the Burum, recorded at Dingi, also during November of 1972. This is a medley of two types of dance music, beginning with Wasamburum and followed by Kida Manoma. You've been listening to music from the Plateau region in Nigeria in this evening's first edition of Music Time in Africa. It's in this first show that we always include traditional African music from various countries. And in our second edition, which follows in 1 hour and 30 minutes from now, at exactly 19:30 GMT, we bring you the wonderful sounds of some of Africa's top pop bands. So I hope you stay right there by your radio and keep enjoying the programs that Voice of America schedules for you every day in the week. Programs you shouldn't miss are Daybreak Africa, African Panorama, Nightline Africa. These are all special programs prepared by VOA's Africa Service. Right now, coming up next, is a report of the latest news, followed by Encounter. So stay with us, because we're inviting you to join me again this evening at 19:30 GMT for the best in African music. Again, I'm Rita Rochelle, with my love to all of you.